honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Several years ago, I discovered something called bioenergetic therapy, and it changed my life. It's all about using your body in certain postures that are kind of uncomfortable to help you get deeper into your emotions and get more familiar with what is really going on with your body. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways to tap into your body. And I'm really excited today, and Andrea is too. We're bringing on the wonderful Ina, I hope I'm saying that right, Siegel, and she's going to be talking about how to know the secret language of your body. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did, actually.
Oh, terrific. All right, Ina. So I mentioned bioenergetics. Something that Andrea is into is EFT. Why don't you talk to us about what you recommend for really tapping into our body and using our own power to heal ourselves?
Well, I feel that the most important thing is to first decide that you want to connect with your body, that your body is intelligent. And the next aspect of it is breath. And I'm sure both of you are aware of how important breath is. So when we breathe deeply, when we can really connect with the body, then we can receive a lot of answers from the body and understand what it's really storing inside. And so the next part I'm always saying to people is touch. So if we can feel and touch the body, then we can start to ask questions because we're connected to the body. We're not asking from the mind. And the kinds of questions that I recommend that people ask are things like, if there was a thought or a belief in this part of my body that I was holding on to, what would it be? Because very often we don't just hold on to a belief, we hold on to a point of view that doesn't help us and that contains a lot of negative energy. And the moment we can let go, it's as if our bodies can just free themselves and just, you can let go, you can breathe. And so thought patterns, emotions, of course, are really important. So I'm always asking people, what is the real emotion you're feeling? And you can't really feel if you don't breathe. And so as we are feeling those emotions, we can start to understand as well, are they coming from the present? Are they coming from the past? What is this emotion that I'm feeling? And how can I work with it rather than resisting it or suppressing it or ignoring it? So those are really important questions. And then I'm always exploring with people things such as cellular memory and what is actually stored in the memory of their body, and how they can work with it as well.
You know, you just bring up a good point, Ina. That was going to be my next question is, a lot of the times we hold on to things and we're not even aware of it because it's old programs. They're old programs that, you know, happened years and years ago that they're still stored in that cellular memory. So what would you recommend as ways to help release it from that cellular memory so we can release it for good?
Well, I've actually, in my new book, The Secret of Life Wellness, I have a process that I have recorded that if people get the book, they can download and work with, that goes through the more in-depth aspect of the cellular memory. So it's really about connecting and finding both the point of view, the emotion, and the vibration that is stored there based on a memory that you've had, but not always the one that you've had. It could also be something that someone in your family has had. So in this way, it's an ancestral memory that you are carrying inside yourself. So there's different aspects, and it takes a little bit of time to really go there. And I encourage people to do it more than once, because often they think, oh, I've done it once, why am I not fully healed? Because it took a while to get to the way you are. You need time to cleanse and to understand and to transform.
So would you say it might take a while? Is this something that takes people years? Like, let's say they're using your book or seeing you in person. Does it take them years? Is it something they could do within a few sessions? How quickly could they see results?
It's so different, because sometimes it can be instant. And what I find is that for many people, the adjustment can happen, because the idea is also once you see or you feel or you are aware of a cellular memory, that you make a very gentle adjustment to it from your point of view, from you change something, but not enough that your mind doesn't believe it, but just a little bit so that you feel different. And so it can happen instantly that, you know, you have a physical pain and you don't have it. And I often do conferences or workshops, and I guide people through it, and they'll tell me 70% of the pain is gone, or 80%, sometimes 100%. But there's also times where it takes longer, and it just really depends. So it can be that it takes 3 months, you know, of a lot of practice. If it's something that is very, very deep or longer, it, you know, it's so hard to say, because we're all unique and we're all individual.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that it would depend on your level of trauma. You know, I'm thinking of somebody who had been sexually abused or other types of abuse when they were young, and things that, you know, the memories and the pain that's stored in their body, that would be a longer road. But it sounds like a very hopeful one.
Definitely. And for me, it's so exciting, because I travel around the world and I'm teaching in so many countries, and in every country there is a different issue that comes up. You know, in some countries there's a lot of violence that people have had to live with, and as you said, it can be very traumatic. But I see how people, you know, if they're really ready and they're open to go and cleanse these emotions, these memories, these energies from themselves, that within not a huge amount of time, especially if it's in a group, because the groups help each other, they transform so dramatically that you can literally take a photo before and after and they look completely different. It's like a different person.
You answered my next question as well. And I was just thinking, you know, would someone benefit from this if they're not completely open to the concept? Like, you know, sometimes people are dragged to the, you know, to let's say an event that you're putting on, but, you know, unwillingly. But do you still think people who aren't fully open can benefit from what you do?
Definitely. It's actually happened many times that people have either, well, actually I have a story where I used to do a lot of distance healing. I don't really do anymore any one-on-one healing anymore, just because I'm so busy. But I used to do a lot of it. And one of the people that came to me was a man who, the first question, you know, I said, why, you know, why are you wanting to do this? And he said, oh, my wife made me, but I don't believe in any of this. And I thought, okay, that's interesting, because he had a bladder cancer. And I said to him, what do you do for a job? And he said, I'm a detective, so I don't believe in what you do. And I said, well, I'm a detective as well, so we're actually doing the same thing. I'm just a detective of the body.
And good answer.
He laughed. Yeah, he laughed. And then we worked, and I actually said to him, "For you know, until you have your next test, I really want you to work with my book. Even if you don't believe it, just do it, and we'll see what happens." And it was incredible. 2 weeks later, he called me and he said, I don't understand how it happened. I had a test and I don't have cancer anymore in my bladder. And I was like, well, it's interesting. And then I saw him and he said to me, oh, I don't believe in these fluffy things. I said, well, what about what I do? He said, oh, no, what you do is very practical.
Well, you know, I find that then that's miraculous in and of itself. I mean, I think once people are ready for healing, then the healing appears, right? So good for you, Ina. I think what you're doing is amazing. And I definitely recommend everyone picking up a copy of your book. Can people find you? I know you're on Twitter at Ina Siegel, but can they find you on your website as well?
Yeah, definitely. They can go to inasiegel.com, and that's inasiegel.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on our show today, Ina. Great information. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.